Welcome back to another episode of Getting Real. Anthony.
We're back.
Number two.
We're back.
Number two. First one was fun. We had some good responses. We had some good interaction on that first one.
We did. And people some good actually.
DMs. People agreeing with us. Some people not agreeing with us. Others wanting to be on the show as a guest.
Yeah. That's more your department handling all that stuff.
Yeah, like I have the time to
I'm just here to that, but stir the pot.
Well, that we do well, my friend. That we do
Speaking of stirring the pot.
Yeah.
For you people that drive 70 miles an hour in the fast lane, that's not fast. Please get out of the way. I don't care what you're driving, whether you're in a supercar or in a Prius. 70 is not fast.
You need
to be in the right lane. I'm sorry.
So few people actually know this. It's actually, I don't know about other states. I know some other states this way, but PA, technically, the left lane is for passing only.
Yeah.
It's a law.
Passing.
Now, no cop that I know of actually enforces
They're not even
it.
Pulling you over at 70 miles an hour. I hate to tell you that. You got till 72. I know that.
If you're not moving faster than the flow of traffic and you're sitting in the fucking left-hand lane, remember this message to get the fuck over.
I was coming here this morning. I was ready to lose my mind. Well, 67, 66.
Oh, it's insane. And then they drive side by side right with each other.
So
you can't do anything.
I make it clear when I pass you, and then I cut as close as I can to the front of your car.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my rant for 2 minutes. Stay in the right lane, please.
It just depends on what car I have. Sometimes I'll just flash my high beams. Other times, if it's like the Lambo or the Ferrari, I'll just put it in neutral real quick and run and drop it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's annoying as hell.
Anyway.
Well, and you know what's funny? This is gonna trigger some people. If you look at the morons that drive slow, what are they normally driving?
An electric car.
Or some piece of shit, right? So I say this all the time. I relate this to everyone, right? The electric cars means they're liberal too, most of the time. I relate this to success in life to people.
No rush.
Right? Exactly. There's no urgency to do anything in life.
Money. That's it.
Right?
At the end of the
day. So you're fucking these people are lollygagging down the left-hand fucking lane, the passing lane, in this fucking electric Tesla or fucking Prius or this Honda that's, 20 fucking years old. Well, no wonder they're driving what they're driving. And they have they're driving the way they are. They have no urgency to get anywhere. For me, time is money. I need to get somewhere as fast as I fucking can so I can get that shit done and get back to whatever the next thing that I have to do.
I just enjoy speed too. So that's, that's another issue.
Well, yeah, but that does. Speed is great. We both love speed.
Yeah.
We know that. But in this, I always relate. I'm like, no wonder they're driving what they're driving.
There's no sense of urgency.
They have no sense of urgency in anything that they do. Mm-hmm. In life, being successful, making money, getting to where they want to go, clearly.
I mean, if I'm not in a rush, sometimes I'll just relax. I'll slow it down slightly, but I'm just not built to drive. We're just built high speed and it's just go.
The way I am is like, I don't even care if I'm not in a hurry to get somewhere. I want to get there as fast as I can within reason without putting other people in danger, myself. But I don't have time to piss around and do 50 mile an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone or 60 mile an hour in a 60 mile in a 55. Like I'm fucking 80, 85.
Electric cars.
A left.
We don't have enough time today to talk about electric cars.
So I was out in Vegas a couple weeks ago, right? And I stopped by one of my favorite dealers out there, which I'm not going to mention my name because they played fucking games with me last time I was there. And I've already dropped a shit ton. And when I say a shit ton, Anthony knows the amount of money that I've dropped there. They're like, we want to show you the Rolls Royce Spectre, which is the Rolls Royce all electric fucking, like basically the replacement for the Wraith, right? I'm like, I'm not interested. It's an electric car. It's like, oh, you don't want an electric car? No, I don't want an electric car. It's like, oh, you got to take a look at it anyways. We went over to the other location because I was looking at a couple other cars that were over at that other location, and it was there. I'm like, all right, fine, show it to me. Besides being an ugly fucking thing, it's an electric car.
So I just, I know someone that works for Ford, and they had a demo electric car, and they were coming back from Detroit last week. They were up there and they brought the car back and it said it had like 280 miles on charge.
Right.
They made it 150 miles.
Yeah, because if you speed, going back to speeding, right?
So it took them, it's 4 hours to Detroit from here, give or take, right? It took them 7.5 hours to get home because they had to pull over and charge twice. And there's no, like, the Ford fast charge stations were so far off the beaten path that they had to wait at the regular ones for an hour each time, still didn't charge the car all the way. And I'm just like,
it's, well, the new, isn't the, I'm just like, the new Ford Lightning all electric too?
Yeah, the F-150, but it's, yeah. I think they're, you can get one of those half off right now.
Yeah, I believe that.
And, well, and I'm a Ford guy. So, I mean, right. But I mean, a real Lightning is a 2001, 2002 Lightning, right. With a supercharged F-150.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That was badass, yeah. That, you know, yeah. And 94 was the original Lightning, right. Which, yeah. You know, I mean, not,
yeah.
I mean, dude, listen, they're fast. I mean,
electric cars are, yeah, electric.
It's instantaneous, fast, but it just doesn't, electric. There's no noise. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like driving an electric go-kart.
My cousin had a Tesla P100D when it first came out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not going to lie. The car is insanely fast, but nothing worked in it. And the car cost him 150 Gs. The screen didn't work. He couldn't download his contacts. The dashboard squeaked. Like, they called him back and they were like, sorry, we can't do anything.
So you sent me that video on Instagram this morning about the GTC 4 Lusa, right?
Yeah, Ferrari, your car.
Right? Which I own one. It's a naturally aspirated V12, almost 700 horsepower, front engine, hatchback, four-seat Ferrari, right? So it's like the supercar family car. And there's one guy, I was reading through the comments of it, right? And there's one guy that said, well, you don't see them because it's a $250,000 hatchback, you know, four seater, when I can get a Tesla. And so I commented and I said, yeah, but it's still a Tesla.
I mean, you can't compare.
I mean, that's it, right? You can't compare. It's apples to oranges. They're two completely different cars for two completely different purposes. And the guy buying a Model 3 Tesla is not someone that can afford or buy a Ferrari GTC 4 Lusso.
The best part is the people that buy these cars think that they're and helping the environment.
Right. It's worse for the environment.
If you think that you're helping out by driving an electric car, no offense, you're an idiot and don't know anything, because if you see what goes into making those batteries,
right, the mining and the cobalt that you have to mine for these batteries.
What goes into getting that out of there to make that battery will blow your mind. And the best is when they're on fire and no one can put them out.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That makes my day when they're just, the fire department's just sitting there and you see the videos online and their car's just burning to the ground.
Look, I love Elon Musk. I think the guy's a genius. You know, and he's, you know, he owns X and he's brought free speech back to at least one of the social media platforms. Right. But if every Tesla caught on fire, I would be the happiest day of my life.
Well, I just think it's funny now because all these manufacturers that said they were going full electric by like 2030 or 2030.
It's impossible.
Now they're all changing their tune. Yeah. And it's just like Mercedes said they were going to be all electric by 2030. Nope. They just came out a couple weeks ago and said that's not done.
Yeah.
Ford scaled back half of their production of electric cars. Right. Plus, dude, the grid can't handle that. Well, it's impossible.
You saw the freeze in Texas that happened, 4 weeks ago or whatever? And all the electrical stations
were frozen.
I said people couldn't charge their fucking cars.
Who has? And that's, once again, if you're in no rush in life, you have time to pull over in a sheets or wherever you might be, wherever they have those things, plug your car in. And then sit in there like a smacked ass for an hour and not do anything so you can charge your car to get home. That's the equivalent of us having remote control cars when we were a little kid.
We would never wait till it was fully charged.
No,
and then we'd have no patience to do it. We'd unplug it. We run it for another 5 minutes.
And then take it back. Yeah.
I agree. I'm sorry. The whole range thing, like do I drive places that are more than 300 miles away? Fuck no. I don't have the patience for that. I'll fly. But regardless, I don't want that range anxiety.
Stressing out about where you... Is there a charger here? Right. Is there a charger there? Right. Is it going to be full? Is someone going to be there? Like, what happens?
So speaking of this, so one of my employees last year, Jason, his car was in for service. And so they gave him a rental car. He was in an accident. He got rear ended or something like that. So they had to go in for a bunch of repair work and paint damage and stuff like that, paint repair and stuff like that. So they gave him a rental car. Well, he chose an electric car. Every lunch, every day on lunch, he would have to go sit up the market district
and charge his car
because he didn't have a charger at home.
No, And the more you accelerate and abuse it, like,
right, it drops your range significantly.
If I had an electric car, I'd probably make it 80 miles a day on a full charge way I drive.
Yeah, because if you speed, you go over the recommended speed limit, it drops
the range significantly. And that's what killed the Lightning when Ford did that, because then Ford was dumb enough to hook a trailer to the truck and tow it.
Just drops.
And it went like, it was a 400-mile charge, and then it was like 100.
Yeah.
And they towed the truck like literally like 40 or 50 miles, and it was like, it was dead. And then at that point, it was like, well, what is it?
We're saving the planet, my man.
Yeah. And then when they burn down, the amount of smoke is priceless. The
toxicity coming out.
Yeah, coming out, it melts the ground. It melts the asphalt. Like, I don't know. People don't pay attention, they think. I mean, I think it's a great idea, and the technology is great. Don't get me wrong. Like, and are they fast?
Yeah.
Clearly. I mean, because there's super... I mean, dude, Ferrari has the SF90. That's half hybrid.
Yeah.
Lambo just dropped the Revolto.
Yeah,
same thing. Hybrid, and these cars are making 1,000 horsepower. They have these hybrid motors. BMW just dropped it in all their new comp cars. Like
Koenigsegg. I mean, Koenigsegg makes a ridiculous horsepower because they have electric engines, electric motors.
But dude, that car's still supercharged, the Koenigsegg, making, 1,500 horsepower. And then that other, the four little hydraulic motors put it over 2,000 or whatever they do. But it's like instantaneous. Like, but to not hear anything while you're driving.
Dude, I'm a motorhead. I'm a gearhead. I have been my whole life, right? Yeah. I need to hear that sound. That sound is what makes the car.
100%.
I mean, imagine getting into my Huracan or my Ferrari and turning it on and not hearing a fucking thing.
It defeats the whole purpose of what it
100%.
Is. 100%. Like, in every vehicle I have is obnoxiously loud. Still.
Yeah, like it, and you lose part of the driving experience because all you hear is this humming.
It's so weird.
It's like that movie iRobot with Will Smith. Have you ever watched that thing?
A long time ago.
That was a long time ago, right? But it was all electric cars, and you would hear them like humming past, like in. But that's exactly what they freaking sound like.
You know, if they want to shut down your electric car, I have a feeling that they can just go in there and shut down your electric car.
Well, yeah,
I mean, I almost feel like they could do that now with all the technology and just the gas cars with the navigation, the GPS, everything's monitored. But I just feel like it would be easier
if the whole thing was electric. Yeah. Tap into it. You're late on your payments. Sorry, your car shut off.
Yeah. I never even thought of that. Yeah. You don't pay for a click.
Right.
Not moving it.
Disabled. You're not paying for it. You can't use it.
That's actually a really good idea. There we go.
So. Yeah.
And go
What else? I mean, of course, they're tracking you where you're at, where you're going.
Well, I mean, dude,
which is the last thing the government needs. Yeah, I mean, these things too, of course, these phones. But I mean, we need to give them less opportunity to track us and what we're doing versus more.
And the best is the electric 18-wheelers.
Well, that big Tesla thing that they came out with? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even think that's come out yet.
Well, here's the crazy thing. There's like full-blown electric excavators out, like skid loaders out, like...
How does that even work?
Bobcat has an all-electric skid loader out, and there's a couple companies that have an all-electric, like, mini excavator out. Like,
What's the runtime on those things?
Who knows? I mean, I can't imagine you trying to push Earth with a fully battery-powered machine.
I mean, you get a lot of torque and an instantaneous power, but I can't imagine those batteries last very long.
How's it going to run? I mean, taking abuse all day long, there ain't no way. You're not going to have an electric dozer out there pushing, yards, a million yards of dirt. Like, that's not going to happen. Insane. So then where are they charging that? Oh, they're going to have to bring a generator to charge the...
It runs off of gas.
Yeah, a diesel generator to run the charger so you can charge your electric bulldozer.
Speaking of that, I don't know where I saw it, but I remember distinctly seeing this. Some guy had a Tesla, but he had a gas generator in the trunk of his Tesla to be able to charge it when he runs out.
No, that's a thing. Like, well, if your Tesla dies, they send like a company... I've seen it's in a Ford van, and they have a generator on a little rollout thing. They pull it out of the thing and they flick the generator on and they charge your car for you.
Yeah.
And people still think that's okay.
They think they're doing good. They're doing the environment good.
And those are the people that still think that this president's doing a good job.
Well, but our president also says that global warming is the biggest threat to national security.
We don't have enough time to talk about him today.
No, I believe that's the millions of illegal... Or wait, what do they call them now? It's not illegal immigrants. It is undocumented
migrants.
Undocumented citizens. So they're calling them citizens now, but undocumented. It's completely contradictory to one another. Or they're calling them newcomers now.
That's the newest phrase. Newcomers.
I didn't hear that yet.
Seriously? Oh, yeah. Newcomers. That's the newest one. It's either undocumented citizens, which is...
It's
mind-blowing to me because it's completely contradictory. If they're citizens, they are documented. If they're undocumented, they're illegal aliens, illegal migrants.
I'm not saying that they're all bad people because they're not.
No, but there's a lot.
I mean, but like if they're still the best is we arrest them. They do some criminal.
And we let them right back on the street.
And then we deport them and then they're back.
Right.
And then they make a more heinous crime.
Like murder. And shit
yeah. Like that. Kill right. somebody yeah. or something along those lines. And then we just ship them back again.
Right.
I mean, I'm not grasping the whole thing of what we have going on with that.
Well, I'm grasping it because
I'm grasping, yeah. but like no one has stepped up to say,
no, because then,
hey, what are we doing here? This makes no sense. Like we need to put an end to this.
And
like,
because and we're not going to get political on this episode too much, but it's because the liberals, the Democrats want to, and this is the reason why they can now work, why they're giving free money, free healthcare.
Putting them in hotels.
Putting them up in hotels, kicking people out.
Kicking
people out of schools. Like they kicked the school out. They sent kids home for school for a few days in New York to house illegal
migrants. Saw a hotel that kicked people out.
Yeah.
Like 240 people out so that they could house them.
But here's why they're doing it. Because if the Democrats can push it far enough where they allow them to vote, the Democrats will never have to leave office. Because they will always get their votes because the Democrats and the liberals are the ones that let them into the country. So of course they love Joe Biden.
Until they kill one of your family members.
Right.
Or rape your daughter.
Well, tonight is the State of the Union. One, do we think he's actually going to make it through the whole thing?
There's no way. Is he even going to make it up onto the stage?
He's going to nod off 5 minutes into it. But two, do you think he's going to mention that girl that was killed in Virginia by the illegal migrant, the undocumented citizen, the newcomer that has actually been here and deported numerous times and has been arrested previously, who finally went far enough to kill her? Do you think he's going to mention it tonight?
No.
I don't think he does either. I think he's going to completely ignore it. 100%. Just like he has for the last 4 years on everything
that's happened. I am very interested to see how that plays out tonight, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't just think he has the mental capacity anymore to...
Look, all he has to do is stand up there and read a teleprompter, but he can't, it's declining rapidly. He can't even do that anymore.
Oh, do you remember the one time he read the whole teleprompter and it said exit to the left?
Right, and he said exit left.
Yeah, and he read the whole thing. Like,
and they just, yeah, it's, all right, so let's talk some business before we have to end this because we are in a little bit of a short timeline today. So, I want to talk about something specifically because I get it more and more, especially across social media. And we talked in the last episode about like the entitlement of this certain age group, right?
What's with their parents being more successful?
I agree. I don't disagree. But you have a lot of people DM me or DM other successful people, want them to mentor them. And the first thing that they ask a lot of times, now this isn't everyone, is, what value can I bring to you so you mentor me, right?
Are they asking you for a job?
No, they're asking for me to mentor them, but they want me to tell them what they can do for me that would want me to then mentor them, right? So they're asking for me to do the hard work for them from the get-go. You get what I'm saying? So like, let me kind of back up and
explain. They basically want your formula for success.
Right. But then they want to know, so if someone wants me to mentor them, I don't do mentorships. I don't sell courses. I don't sell mentorships. I don't mentor people because to be honest, you know me as well as I know me. I don't have the patience to fucking mentor people. I don't have the patience for stupidity. I don't have the patience for mistakes. That's me. And I know that, which is why I don't push these stupid courses and these mentorships and all this kind of shit, among other reasons, because we're going to talk about that too with Baller Busters and all the fraud shit going on, which is going to be good. But I don't offer that shit because I know I'm not good at that. I'm good at building and leading companies. I'm not good at mentoring people for the most part because I just don't have the patience. But if someone comes to me, let's say you come to me, right? You're this young 21, 22, 23 year old kid. You see what I've built. You see what I have. You want to get to that same level. And you you know, you have to bring me value in some way for me to be able to give you the time of day, right? Because I'm busy. I mean, you know what my schedule is today. After we're done filming this, I'm back to back until 5:30. And then I don't even know if we're getting dinner tonight or not. We haven't even talked about that, which we usually do. But if someone comes to me and they want me to tell them how to get my attention, they've already lost my attention, right? Because they're asking me, that's like you coming to me and saying, Matt, what value can I bring you so that you mentor me? Wait a minute. If I'm giving you the secret up front, telling you, say, Anthony, I need you to go do this, 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 and this, and then come to me with that, I'm telling you what you have to do. I'm doing the hard work for you. I'm giving you the secret. You, the individual, needs to go out and do the research, figure out what value it is that they can bring me. And usually any successful person, if you can give me back my time or help me with my time or help me make more money, those are two great ways to bring me value.
I think that's the wrong approach. Like, they should say, I'd like to work for you. You need to work for someone and see how it's done and follow them and learn and just be there day to day to see everything. You're not going to be able to just get that information and run with it.
I don't disagree, but if they have no experience for me to hire them, I'm not going to hire them either.
I mean, I know, but but listen, there's the good and the bad to that. Cause we always say in our field, like, if you can get them young, then you can teach them the right way.
Right.
If they go learn with some other a carpenter who's a fucking hack,
they're the wrong way. Right.
Yeah. And that's what they learn and that's what's instilled in them. And it's hard to change people. You know that people don't change. So once you learn something, you're set in that way. It is what it is. Right. I'm not changing. You're not changing. But I'm just saying, like, if you can get them at a young age and show them the right way to do things, in a couple years, it's going to benefit everybody.
Right.
But you have to invest the time. And then once you invest the time and teach them everything, more than likely, if they have a brain and are driven, they're going to go off on their own.
Right. But that goes back to what I was initially saying. I have to invest my time.
Exactly.
For what? What am I getting in return?
Nothing.
Exactly. So why am I going to invest my time in someone where I'm not getting a return on my time, right? We say this all the time. Time is the most valuable thing there is. We can never get it back, right? Never. So I'm not going to waste or spend my time on someone if I'm not getting value out of it. If all I'm doing is putting my time and my energy and my knowledge, which took me, the last 20 plus years to get to where I'm at, into someone, and I'm not getting something in return out of that, I'm just not going to do it. So that's why it goes back to me saying, when people come to me and say, you know, hey, I want you to mentor me, what value can I bring you, Matt, that would make you want to mentor me? It's not my job to tell them what value they can bring me. They need to go figure that out for themselves. Research me. Find out what it is that we actually do. Figure out a way that you can bring and add value to me on a daily basis. If you can come to me with a value proposition, just like you. If I can come to you with a value proposition that's going to help you out on your daily, you're going to be much more willing to invest your time into teaching me because I'm bringing something to the table first.
Well, here's the other thing. I think all those mentor programs that these kids see online, I think they're a fucking scam.
Well, they are.
Don't even see, how are you going to legitimately mentor even fucking 100 people?
Right.
How? You can't. How are you? You can't do that. It's impossible.
You can't. Mentorship is like it's a long-term one-on-one type of thing that you learn over a long period of time being hands-on every day with someone.
And I just think all these people that sign up for all this shit and they get caught up, it's like you're getting fucking brainwashed.
They are. The thing is, they're looking for the easy button, right? They're looking for that red Staples easy button. Like, you know, that they hit and all of a sudden they know everything they need to do and they're there.
We've already said.
But people get caught up in this and the sad part is there's such a large portion of the population that thinks something like that is legit. Which is why you have all these people across social media selling and hawking these fucking courses that don't have the experience, business know-how, business experience,
or
track record, or work ethic to actually teach people this stuff.
And that's what it comes down
to. You have people that act as coaches and mentors that have not built a business other than their coaching and mentoring business. Well, hold on a second, Anthony. How can you teach someone how to actually build a successful business when you actually haven't built one yourself? And this doesn't go back to those that can't do teach, because in order to teach business, in order to teach someone and mentor someone and train someone properly on how to actually be successful in business,
I agree.
You have to be successful in business first.
And I just don't think that people, I don't know, it's back to no one wants to put the time in.
Right.
But dude, this generation, their work ethic is trash.
Well, it's horrible. And they
trash.
But that goes back to social media. It's the highlight reel. It's taught people, or it's trained people, or brainwashed people, like you said, in the thinking that things happen overnight. Like, I had this kid message me on Instagram last night, and actually we had a good dialogue back and forth. And I usually don't respond to those messages because they get dumped in my hidden folder on Instagram for messages. But he followed me and I saw a message request pop up. So I hopped in there and I saw it, and he asked these questions, and I'm like, look, man, I'm like, here's the deal. Nothing happens overnight.
Zero.
It takes time. You have to put the work in, and you're going to get really frustrated, and you're going to get more frustrated, and you're going to think nothing is ever going to change. Your situation isn't going to ever improve.
You're going to be stressed out.
You're going to be stressed out. You're going to have days where you want to curl up in the corner and not do a fucking thing. You're going to have days where you're going to want to throw your arms up and say, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. You have to push through that. You're going to get to a point where eventually you're going to start seeing some progress. And it might take 6 months. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. It might take 5 years.
You just can't take your foot off the gas.
But you can't take your foot off the gas. Exactly. And you can't say I'm done, because 90% of the people that fail in business is because they gave up too early.
Yeah. But even if you watch some of these stupid reels on it, not even Instagram, but if you think about to look at Mark Cuban, he was bankrupt how many times, right, and how many companies failed? Everyone that is extremely successful in that, like, you know, $1 billion range has failed.
I failed.
They've failed. Everyone's been there.
I went broke when I balled myself up back in 2011.
Like, so, I mean,
we just start over.
It's not, I don't know. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating to see, because it's teaching people the wrong things. And that's the problem. And then they think that, you know, that things should happen overnight, or in 6 months, you know, they should be able to completely change the situation. And it can happen. Don't get me wrong. It can happen quick, but majority of the time, it doesn't. Majority of the time, it's a slog. It's, you're down in the trenches day in and day out, 7 days a week. You're going to be working those 14, 16 hour days. You're going to be fucking exhausted. You're going to be stressed.
Yep.
You got to push through. I mean, there's days that still even today that we have where I'm working, you know, I'm stressed out. I'm annoyed. I'm frustrated. I'm working 12, 14 hours. Now, it doesn't happen much anymore, but I still have those days. I mean, how many times do we talk and we bitch and moan to each other about?
Yeah, because we're still grinding it out.
Yeah. I mean, even to this day, I'm still grinding it out. And that's never going to stop.
No, but that's what we signed up for.
Well, right.
Exactly. And if that stops, then we have an issue.
But because we do that, we also get all the benefits that come with it, too. The problem is most people only see the benefits.
Yeah. They're not with us day to day.
Oh, exactly.
Answering the phone calls or text messages.
Rob, you should just follow us along for like a couple days and film a reality show. No,
you should not. You definitely should not.
We'll only do the highlight reel. Obviously. We'll do the highlight reel of the reality
Thursday
show.
Night,
right.
Our Thursday night dinners when we go out and
quote unquote reality.
Yeah, right. Quote unquote reality, but not actually all of it uncut. Yeah, which is exactly what you see even on these reality shows, right?
But I don't even want to be a part of them.
No,
I don't. My day to day is not any. You know what I mean? What the.
Well, it goes, you know, it's funny because like, and we've talked about this before, I have people pushing me to, you know, build out course programs, put on conferences, all this kind of stuff. Right. And I have just been adamantly against it for many, many reasons, but mainly because I kind of like my anonymity and my privacy a lot. And I like to kind of not necessarily fly under the radar, but I don't need to do all that stuff because that's not where I make my money.
Well, that's going to pull your focus. Like I told you, you don't have time to focus on that shit. You have a goal that you set for this year and what you want to accumulate building wise. That's what you need to focus on. Not worrying about 100, some clout on Instagram. Like
100%.
You know,
I agree. You see all these.
It's stupid. Like, I just don't.
You see it across a lot of industries, but you see it a lot in real estate. You have these so-called successful real estate investors that then go off and spin off and start hosting these conferences and create these mentorship programs and these courses. And it's because they actually haven't built a portfolio big enough that actually supports the lifestyle or what they really want to make them enough money. And so they're actually making money off of content creation now and these stupid conferences that they put on that give no value really to anyone, because you show up to these things and they keep trying to upsell you on more stuff, you know, buy the VIP pass to get behind the velvet rope and eat lunch with us, or, you know, spend 10 grand to go golfing with me, or, spend, $2,500 a month or $5,000 a month to join my mentorship program where you get direct access to me. And we do, four calls a month, one-on-one. That's all these things are. It's just a constant upsell, hawking their shit.
Where are they getting the money to even do that? I mean,
Well, the thing is there's this group of gullible people out there on social media, right? That just kind of like tag on to these so-called creators, these gurus or furus, the fake gurus. And it's like, that's all they do. They spend all their money on going to these conferences and buying these courses and buying these masterminds. And they don't do anything with the information that they get from them. Now, a lot of them, they don't give any information at all. It's just bullshit sales pitch on every single one. Or they're just regurgitating basic information you can Google search and find yourself, right? But these people get sucked into this. It's like the motivational stuff, right? It's like all the motivational conferences, right? Which I can't stand, because motivational conferences don't do anything. You'll be motivated for a couple of days after leaving that. And then because your lack of discipline is still...
If you have to go there in the first place.
Right. Your lack of discipline is still ingrained into you. So you fall back to your lazy ways. Those motivational conferences don't work, but the same people will continuously spend thousands of dollars every month or every quarter to go to these events over and over and over again.
If you're young, save your money, go to a trade school, be a plumber, be an electrician, be an HVAC person, huge money, work for someone for a couple of years, start your own business, and you will have whatever you want.
It's a dying breed now, which is why he's saying that, because it's the next billion dollar boom is in the trades, because it's a dying breed right now. And it's never going away. That's the problem. There's the need still there, which is why over the last couple of years, plumbers' prices have skyrocketed. Everything. Electrician prices have skyrocketed. Framers' prices have skyrocketed.
I mean, think about this.
Astronomical.
Every day you wake up, and you go turn your light switch on, and you turn your faucet on to brush your teeth, and you flush the toilet, and you get in the shower. Someone put that in there for you.
Yep. And they're going to have to fix it for you.
And they're going to have to fix it for you eventually when it breaks. Right. And no matter, that's never going to change.
Right.
It's like owning a funeral home. You're never going to go out of business ever, because no one's going to quit dying. Like the trades. And this was like you and I, but dude, back to the whole reason we're here, because men aren't men anymore, bro.
Well, no. Men are fucking bitches.
It's no one wants to do this. No one wants to be prime example. I'm building his house. Yesterday it was pouring down rain and we had an inspector come over and he showed up in navy blue suede polo shoes. It's been raining up here for 2 days. And when I tell you it is an absolute mud pit, he didn't want to get out of the car. I literally rode him to the house
in the bucket
of my skid loader because he didn't want to get muddy. That is where we are at with men.
But he's coming to a construction site.
Yes.
To do an inspection.
Yeah.
When it's been raining nonstop for 2 days.
Thank you. Comical.
Common sense. Common sense is not so common anymore. That's the thing. That's the problem.
Dude.
I had a friend text me last night. She went on 2 dates with someone, and she gets this text from him. There's been no other communication from him at all, and she gets this text with him. You want to come over and play Mario Party with me? And I'm like, Mario Party?
The fuck is that? Is that a video game?
Well, that's, yeah. So apparently, I guess he wanted her to come over and play video games with him. She's like late 30s. Men.
I'm not even going down this
road. Men. Let me give you a piece of advice. If you're a grown-ass adult and you're sitting there wondering why you're still single and you can't put your finger on it, but yet every day when you go home, you're sitting down and opening up your video game console to play video games as an adult, look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you are the problem to everything that's going on in your life. Because no grown-ass man should be playing video games on a regular basis, much less at all, in my opinion. I sit down with my 10-year-old son and he wants me to play a game of Madden, which I have really no idea how to do, and he kicks my ass to Kingdom Come, I'll sit down with him and play a game with him because he wants me to. That's part of being, it's me being a father and doing what he wants to do. But no grown-ass man should be sitting down, putting on their headset with their microphone, and playing video games for hours on end with people across the country online.
Yelling into a headphone.
You're the problem with society. You're the reason why men have become beta fucking bitches.
I agree.
My piece of advice.
That goes back to like, I think if you want to date a guy, you should pretend that you have a flat tire on your car.
Right. See who can actually stop and make him come you.
Change your flat tire. Yeah. And if the dude can't change your flat tire, that should answer all your questions.
But I guarantee you, how many people are watching this that can't change, men that can't change a fucking flat tire? And we're calling your asses out because it's true.
Dude, it's comical. I actually know a handful.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm sure I do too. Rob, can you change a tire?
I have one time.
My man. One's better than most everyone else.
Well, here's the fucked up thing is some cars don't even have spare tires anymore.
I know, right?
So, I mean.
Well, I know.
And here's the other thing.
I know a couple of mine don't, but there's a reason they don't.
Yeah, but neither do some of mine. Yeah. But then, well, here's the other issue. Some of our wheels are so big that I don't even have a spare.
Well, right.
You're fucked anyway. Spare. Yeah. Like. I'm going to get a tow truck no matter what.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, I can change a tire. You can change a tire on any car.
Right.
Like, and there's dudes that can't.
They don't know how. They don't even know how to operate a freaking jack.
No, probably they don't even know where it's at.
Do they even know what I mean by when I say lefty loosey, righty tighty? Probably not. Like, huh?
That's where what we are, bro.
I know. Well,
it's your fucking upbringing.
Yeah, well,
and if you're,
it's weak upbringing. It's soft parents being right. soft on their kids.
If your dad is a softy, then you're probably going to be a softy. Right. I didn't grow up with a softy, so you know, I
saw this thing. I was scrolling. I don't remember where I was. I was online looking at some news site or some feed or something like that, and I saw this picture come across of this family and a guy. The dad is wearing a tutu, and the headline is something along the lines of. Dad goes viral for doing anything for his daughters. Now, here's my immediate thought. There's a line when it comes to doing anything for your daughters. I get it. Your 4-year, 5-year, 6-year-old daughter wants to paint your fingernails because she thinks it's funny or fun or whatever.
Well, here's the thing,
fine.
Though. Did that?
How about it?
Is there a mother?
Oh, yeah. There was a mom in the picture, too.
Okay. Well, then, because if there was no mom in the picture and he was playing both roles.
Yeah.
I understand. Then I respect him for that.
Right.
But if your wife is there,
right.
you should not be in a tutu. I'm sorry. And especially if you have a son, because then he's going to see that he's going to see his dad in a tutu.
Like, I get it. I'm a dad. I have a daughter and I have a son. I get it. You do anything for them, but there's a line that you say, you know what? No, I'm not demasculating myself to dress up like a girl because and I doubt his daughter even wanted him to do that. I bet you he thought it would just be fun or funny to do it. So it's like, you know, I understand doing anything and everything for your kids, but there comes a line where you stop being the man that you are or you should be, and you're starting to show your kids the wrong thing, which is why society has become what they've become.
Where do you get a tutu to fit a grown-ass man?
I have no idea.
So he ordered, I mean, clearly he doesn't wear the same size as his daughter.
Clearly.
So, I mean, I just...
But that just goes back to the softening of men, you know, it was the feminist movement and the movement of toxic masculinity. There's nothing toxic about being masculine.
No,
zero. It's a lack of masculinity that's toxic, in my opinion.
I agree.
And that's where we've been at. That's where society has gone to, and it's gotten so bad, and no one said anything or spoke up about it because they were worried about being cast, you know, being cast as something as a. What a misogynist or whatever. What you tell me? You can call me whatever the fuck you want. As I tell people, unless you're feeding me, fucking me, or financing me, your opinion of me is none of my fucking business.
Well, listen, if you have a problem with what I say, text me.
Right.
Oh, but if you don't have my number, clearly I don't give a fuck.
Right. You're not important enough for me to care.
It's not that you're not important. You're not in my. You have no impact on my life.
You're like, not important enough for me to care.
So,
right. You're not important enough for in my life for me to care. Right. And if you are important enough to be in my phone and to have my number, then call me and talk to me about it or show up. Let's have a conversation in person.
I agree.
Don't be a bitch and send me a text message. But
no one talks about it. Dude, everyone's busy. Everyone that is
doing something.
He is busy and has no time for this bullshit. Right. And you're not, you know what I mean? Like, right.
Yeah.
It's the people that are charging their car and that are sitting there for
an
hour.
Nothing better to do. Well,
let me get on.
They spend all their spare time scrolling on Instagram. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No one that has done more than you will ever hate on you. Right. It's that whole saying.
you know. I want to see, like, we've talked about this before. I want to see everyone do good.
I do. I don't.
If you don't like me and you hate me for some odd reason, I don't give a shit. I still want to see you do good.
Yeah, do good. I want everyone to do good. I want everyone to have cool shit.
Right. Makes life fun. Yeah.
Dude, we're only here once, and we don't know when we're leaving. That's so
damn sure.
You know, we're here to do it up, and that's what.
It's all we can do. At least us, anyways. We can raise awareness of all the problems, or at least what we think all the problems is. And, you know.
Maybe we are the problem.
Maybe we are the problem. I don't know. Look, I don't think we're the problem.
I think we contribute.
Yeah, I agree.
In a positive
way. Now, we're employers. We build businesses. We give back. We have fun.
Yeah. I mean, what else are we supposed to do?
We're contributing to society. And we're helping others, you know, along the way. We're helping others build wealth, too, along the way. So. That's what's important. All right, guys, that wraps it up for this episode. Anth, thanks for trekking all the way up here once again.
Yeah, buddy.
We won't be another 3 weeks in between episodes, I promise.
A little craziness going on.
Our schedules are packed, so we got to get out of here.
All right, see ya.
Peace.